La 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 la.
Shafts of light shoot up from the dark earth. The globe becomes bathed in light. In bold white lettering, Universal. www.universalstudios.com. The globe spins slowly in starry space. The screen fades to black. Twilight, the skyscrapers of New York City next to the river, the grey sky overhead. Universal Pictures presents a Mark Platt New America production. Inside a large building, loads of people dance and more queue at a bar that glows with neon lights. Hammy, Jessica Alba, Mekki Pfeiffer, Lil Romeo, Joy Bryant, David Mosco. A guy picks up two cocktails from the bar. A pretty girl in her 20s works behind the bar. Her dark wavy hair falls over her slender shoulders. She smiles broadly as she mixes drinks. Outside, there's a queue of people waiting to get into the club, which is called Overdrive. The girl addresses two guys at the bar. Two beers. She hands them two bottles of beer. Lonette McKee, Zachary Isaiah Williams, and Missy Elliott. Executive producer Billy Higgins, produced by Mark Platt, Andre Harrell, written by Alonzo Brown and Kim Watson. On the dance floor, a guy jumps and spins in the air. Another guy films people dancing. A group dances in sync. On stage, women dance in black leotards, boots and with tinsel around their wrists. Feeling the beat, Honey pours shots. Another woman shakes her hips frenetically. An attractive, scantily clad woman sashays up to the bar.
Hi, hi, hi. Where you been? You're supposed to be here at midnight.
Girl, you can't rush perfection.
Have them finished so we can get on out there.
Okay, one more minute.
Okay, just in time for a drink on the house.
You know it.
Take that too.
She eyes the guy.
Tonight's your lucky night.
You're my new favorite bartender.
Sweetie, she's not gonna be here much longer.
I don't know why you're so eager for me to quit this gig. As long as I work here, we both get to dance and drink for free.
Girl, when you make it, they gonna let us in anywhere we want.
Hey, what's she gonna make it at?
You'll see.
Thank you.
It's 1 o'clock.
Hands up.
Just give it a light.
The girl behind the bar, Honey, hurries out. Her and her friend Gina strut onto the dance floor. They push through the crowd of people, who are winding their hips. Honey hugs a short guy in a trilby. A girl dances with a group of guys.
Ah, look who's here. Katrina.
The group dance hip-hop style with jerky movements. They bend their knees and thrust their shoulders. They jump, spin, then touch the floor.
That's hot. Come on, let's go.
Directed by Billy Woodruff. Honey carries on through the crowd, bobbing up and down to the music. Katrina dances with her crew. Honey greets another guy. In the DJ booth, a guy wears headphones and points at the crowd. He spins the decks. People move to the new beat. Honey dances around her friend in the hat. She's joined by another girl as they bend their knees and thrust. A third girl joins them as they gyrate their hips together. A space clears and the crowd watches. Honey dances on her own. She steps across the floor with agility. She crosses her hands over her hips, touches the floor and jumps. A guy talking to Katrina notices her. Honey circles her hips and flicks her arms out to the side. The guy gesticulates wildly at Katrina. Katrina gawps at Honey, who pirouettes then collapses onto the floor into a freeze with her arms spread wide. The crowd goes wild. Still on the floor, Honey kicks her legs back and forth. Gina pulls her up. Honey dances with Gina and the circle closes up. The guy with a camcorder videos Honey dancing.
Listen, girl, you got talent. I'm telling you, bottle that shit up, sell it, pay. Hey, hey. Excuse me would work. Hello, Katrina. I think you owe her an apology. I don't owe anybody anything, especially not some Section 8, no rhythm having club hoe. People pay me to dance. Be gone. Woo!
Gina shoves Katrina and pulls her hair.
Go! What? What? That ain't your hair anyway. Get off me.
Gina, that's my job. You can't be balling out in there.
She started it.
In a corridor.
That shit was unbelievable. Ah!
They walk into a covered space outside. A guy is spinning on his head with a crew around him. Two little boys watch from the sidelines. The guy breakdances on his hands. Gina's impressed. One of the guys beatboxes. The guy dancing stiffens on the floor and a girl steps over him, then kicks him backwards. He flips up onto his feet. The girl sticks her arm up her sweater so it looks like a third limb is jutting out of her stomach. Honey and Gina join them on the dance floor. One of the little boys comes over. The guy flips over backwards using one hand. Benny, one of the young boys, starts to dance. He dusts his shoulders down. He spins around and freezes with his arm out and his head lowered. Honey and Gina clap. Honey offers her hand. Benny fives the other little boy, Raymond, then checks Honey out.
Look at him, checking you out like he all grown.
Your mama know you're out here?
His mother ain't looking for nothing but her crackhead boyfriend.
Don't you talk about her!
Raymond punches the guy that spoke. Honey blows on her fist and releases it over Benny.
I like that. Your flavor's hot.
Okay, I got it. You're a biter now.
You guys should come to my class.
Your class?
I teach hip-hop at the center.
Honey frowns.
I ain't feeling that mommy in me hip-hop.
I'll come.
Okay, cutie.
All right, kids, clear out. Get out of here.
Hurry up. Let's go, officer.
These kids are always hustling people back here. Be careful, ladies.
Honey watches the guys flee into the night. Day. Honey strides along a street.
Hey, Miss Jones, honey.
To a woman passing, Honey throws and catches an apple. A guy in front drops a wad of cash.
Yo!
Honey picks it up. The guys turn to her.
You dropped your paper.
Good looking out, honey.
Honey beams and heads off. The guys smile and look her up and down. A large white building, Hunts Point Youth Center. Inside, a bunch of guys play basketball. Beautiful Honey ambles across the court. She wears baggy combat trousers and a cropped jumper. One of them, Chaz, shoots a hoop. The others congratulate him. Broad, muscular Chaz ogles Honey as she heads up some steps. Above the court.
Hey, everybody. Listen up.
Hey, guys. I got a new remix from DJ Scratch at the Overdrive.
A group of young people cheer.
Let's just go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Honey stands at the front of the class, leading the others through a hip-hop dance sequence.
Uh-oh.
The dance studio looks down onto the basketball court. They wind their hips, jump and step. A girl falls.
Is she all right? She slipped on some water.
You okay?
Where did it?
Doesn't matter how you mess up as long as you keep counting. Right? Watch this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Honey skids, but turns it into a dance move.
See, Leticia, baby, you're my inspiration. Okay, let's throw that in after the clap.
Mayu!
They start their energetic dance again, this time including the skid across the floor. The crew from the other night enter, listening to their own music on a ghetto blaster. Honey frowns and looks over. She switches off the ghetto blaster.
I'm glad you can make it. Come on, this isn't a pageant. Step in the back and fall in, all right? We'll break it down for you.
Let's go.
Fall in.
Come on, little man, you're in front.
To Raymond.
So let's break it down, all right?
From the top.
5, 6, 7, 8. 1 and 2.
They do the dance slowly. The new guys observe.
7 and 8. Elbows 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll just take it that far. All right, let's see it. Joy, count them in.
5, 6, 7, 8.
One of the crew turns to Benny.
Where we come here?
Benny shrugs. Honey approaches them. They quickly start to dance.
If you want to learn, keep with the counts.
Learn?
Lady,
I'm schooling you.
He moves his feet, bends and rolls his hips as he straightens. The old lot wave dismissively at the new lot.
All right. Pay no mind to them.
You like that?
can I know fancy?
One of the new crew grabs the ghetto blaster and switches it on. The crew all head out.
Okay, comedy hour's over. Let's get back to it.
It's not you. My brother Benny and him just want to show off.
I know, sweetie. Take care, all right?
Okay.
Raymond heads out.
Bye. All right, let's start from the top.
They dance again. Opposite, above the basketball court, a middle-aged curly-haired woman watches and shakes her head. In a locker room, the roof's leaking. The woman tends to a boy's knee.
Okay. There. That didn't hurt, did it? Okay. All set to go.
The boy and his friend head off.
All right,
ladies. Bye, honey. Oh, sweetie. I don't know why you can't just teach ballet at a nice uptown studio.
Haven't you seen my hip-hop class? They love it.
But hip-hop can't take you the places ballet can. All that real dance training.
Here are my girls.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, baby.
Honey, there's so many beautiful things in the world, and I just want you to see them.
So, can we make it to Midtown in 20 minutes?
Not another video audition.
As a matter of fact, I was just heading that way.
Her mom scowls. Honey nods towards the door.
Don't worry so much.
He kisses his wife, then heads off. Honey joins the back of a long queue. Young women in the queue practice their moves. Some carry headshots of themselves, and some chat. Honey glances around anxiously and puts her hand on her hip. Inside, Honey stands at the front of a queue outside a studio, where some of the women are now dancing. She taps nervously.
Next.
Honey goes up and gives the man a photo.
Honey Daniels, and you're with...
No one right now.
Sorry, the open audition was this morning. We're not seeing any more unsolicited dancers.
But the ad said the audition was all day.
It is, but the open part ended at noon.
Well, see, I have a job. Couldn't get off before noon.
Well, unfortunately, there were about 1,000 girls who could.
Can I just audition?
Next.
Honey gazes longingly into the audition room, then turns the other way to leave. A sign on a shop reads Crazy Louie's Records. Honey looks through CDs. She looks up at a TV with a Missy Elliott video playing. Missy dances with several others. Honey studies the video with a half smile.
Check it. That's what I'm talking about. I should be dancing in videos like this.
You're right, you should. But sometimes you gotta start in the back door if you wanna get in the front.
You already gave me that lecture.
And I'm gonna keep giving it to you, because if you would've listened to me, you would've been famous by now.
For what?
Otellis Productions.
Michael Ellis Productions. Yes, that video is shooting next Thursday.
Michael?
He's over there.
It's a trendy office.
Alice Productions. Yes,
the video from Overdrive plays on screen. Two guys in tracksuits gawp at it.
Who is that?
That's Katrina. She in a lot of joints. Works a lot. She was at the Overdrive.
No, not her.
A guy in a shirt takes the remote.
Her.
He focuses in on Honey dancing. In Overdrive, the dance floor is swarming. Honey and Gina are at the bar.
What up? I'm getting her drunk.
Come on, keep it coming.
They drink cocktails.
Excuse me, are you a dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Look, I want you to dance for me.
It's the guy in the shirt.
Come on, Gina.
He frowns.
No, look, seriously, I'm a video director. And I'm shooting next week.
Oh, and you want to offer me the privilege of slapping on a thong and shaking my ass in your camera? Thanks, but I'll pass.
Let's go. What are you doing? He's a director.
Every guy's a director when he wants some booty.
Look, listen. It's a little loud down here, so let's go talk about it up in the VIP lounge.
Oh, man, I heard that.
It don't matter where we are. I'm not taking my clothes off.
Who said anything about taking your clothes off?
Yeah, who said anything about that?
Gina raises a brow.
The only one who's gonna take anything off is Jadakiss, if he's so moved.
Jadakiss?
Wait, who'd you say you were again?
My name is Michael.
Michael Ellis? Michael? What? Oh, you the man.
See, I'm the man.
Yeah, you're all right.
And you are?
Honey, Daniels.
Nice to meet you, honey.
Gina.
It's nice to meet you, Gina. Look, honey, I want you to come down and try out for my video. Here's my card. If you're interested, give me a call.
Okay, cool. I'll give you a call.
She makes a phone sign. Her and Gina grin at one another. Honey and Gina are at work at Louis Records.
10:05, that's not too early, is it? I mean, I don't want to seem desperate.
Gina hands her the phone. She dials. She holds the receiver to her ear. Gina leans in.
Hey, this is Honey Daniels calling for Michael Ellis. Honey Daniels? Sure, I can hold.
Gina smiles at her encouragingly.
Yeah, he can call back. Wait, don't you need my number? 555-9720.
She hangs up. They stare down glumly.
It's not good when you ask for your number.
Honey throws Michael's card in the bin. At the youth center, Honey takes her dance class. Guys are playing basketball on the court.
Cut it, cut it!
The ball flies up to where they're practicing. Honey throws it to Chaz.
Why don't you take a break? Come play some ball. Show me some of the moves.
Honey smiles at him.
I got a class to teach.
Hey, yo, Chaz! Come on, man, let's play!
See you tomorrow.
See you guys later.
The class disperses. Honey mops the floor and little Raymond with his big afro hair stands by her.
I really like your class.
Thanks, Raymond. Lucky for you, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, see you next week.
Raymond shuffles off. Honey smiles wistfully. Raymond rounds a corner. Two guys are standing on the street leaning against a discount center store, both with bandanas on.
What's up?
He high-fives them both and enters the shop. Benny and another guy from the crew are leaning against an arcade game.
Raymond, what are you doing here, Doc?
Looking for you.
Benny glances behind him at the other guy. A convertible pulls up outside. Benny turns back to Raymond.
Look, can't be here right now, okay?
Raymond stares blankly.
What? Are you deaf? Get on. Go. Get!
Hanging his head, Raymond leaves. Inside, Benny scrutinizes the scene outside the window. A guy with a thin moustache and silver chain stands by the convertible. The other guy makes his way out. Several other guys follow him.
What's up, Otis?
Hey, BB.
How's your stash?
All right, except for today.
Make sure you got his back, all right? It's my baby brother.
Inside, Benny cranes his neck to watch. Another car pulls up on the other side of the street.
You want smoke?
Right here.
Otis and another guy cross the road to the other car. The guy with the silver chains, BB, counts out a wad of notes as Benny watches with folded arms. Honey lets herself into a flat. She locks the door and throws down mail. She puts her keys down and presses a button on the phone.
Hey, honey, it's me, Dad. Just calling to see how those auditions are going.
Hey, girl, it's me. Just checking in. Remember, this is a temporary situation, that's all. So, holler when you get in.
Honey, Daniels, this is Mike Ellis. I'm sorry I missed you. It's kind of crazy here. Anyway, we start shooting day after tomorrow. Call Lenny's cell, and he'll give you all the information.
Honey mouths, thank you. The sign reads Silver Cup Studios.
Dancer, right? Okay, please follow me to hair and makeup. I need your social security card or a passport for your time card. I'll get that for you later. We're going to be here till about 4 a.m. After that, it's time and a half, okay? Okay, guys, this is the last one. Yes, I know. Please make it fast. Thank you.
Honey's made up. She gazes upwards. She stands alone in front of a mirror wearing track pants and a crop top. She inspects herself in the mirror. She hitches up her trousers.
Ready in there?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready. I'm coming.
Chic.
She jogs out. The runner leads her.
D-block. Dark chair.
Honey gawks at the set, a white stage backed by a wall of pinkish lights. Michael's watching the dancers.
Cut.
The dancers all stop.
It's not working here.
I'm gonna hold that down, baby.
Let's try.
Michael runs over to a woman who's by the stage.
The girls look too choreographed.
Right. Mike can make them more freestyle, but we gotta get them together eventually.
Honey's getting into her groove by the stage. Michael spots her.
Hey.
Smiling, she heads over.
You came.
Yeah, you know, had some free time, so.
Oh, wait, come here, come here. I want you to try and work in with the girls.
Michael, who is this? Honey. Hey.
This is Honey.
Doom and Scowls.
Show her the steps. Everybody else, take five.
I think I got the first eight counts, okay?
Honey gets on stage.
All right, fellas, let's take a break. We've got to work in another girl.
Where would you like
Just
me?
Just find yourself a spot in the center row, okay?
Cool.
Take it from the top.
You in the second row?
Yeah.
Playback!
Honey smiles excitedly.
Chic.
Woo!
Honey finds her step and dances the routine with the other female dancers. They throw their hands up and swing their hips. Honey messes up. Michael watches the monitor.
No!
I've been one with
Cut.
The drum tap.
It'll be better. It was just my first time through. So.
Right.
Michael gets out of his seat.
It's good choreography, though. It's good.
Michael climbs on stage.
All right. Still not working here. It is just... Okay. I'm going to try something. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I want you to pretend that you're in a club.
Excuse me, Michael, what are you doing?
Directing. You have a problem with that? Okay, so you're in a club, and the music's gonna come on, and I'm gonna want you to move. Now, don't be nervous. You're great. I saw you at the Overdrive, and you're great.
Okay.
Honey closes her eyes and starts to bob to the beat. The others watch. She beckons over a male dancer. Turning and waving her arm, she gives him instructions. The choreographer scoffs. Honey puts her leg up on the guy and wiggles. She turns and touches the floor. The guy spins. He moves around her as she gyrates.
Nice.
All right, see now that... That is sexy.
Thank you.
That is sexy. Everybody else, follow what she's doing.
You're kidding, right?
I am not.
He gets off stage. Lights flash on an archway over the stage.
Jada kiss.
Cheek.
Woo!
The rappers perform on the stage with the dancers.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yo, I'm just too much, I flow too sick. I be on top of the snare, all over the kick. Since a young cat, I've been one with the drum tap. We'll start pushing my lungs back.
Michael wanders over to the stage.
Alright, we're moving in for a close-up, everyone.
What do you think?
What you doing next week?
She shakes her head and shrugs.
Working at the record store?
No.
Working at the club?
He shakes his head.
Not working at the club?
Not unless you're doing it for fun.
She smiles. Honey sits in a restaurant with friends.
Two of anything on me.
Anything?
Like this. Okay. And you know what else I've been thinking about? Your birthday. 25's a big one. We gotta do it up right. So I'm thinking we should rent a big old car, roll on down to Atlantic City.
You sure you want to smell all your big faces like that on me?
Are you kidding? I wouldn't even have these big faces if it weren't for you.
It's true, it's true.
I should be a manager.
Honey laughs. Jazz and some friends amble into the restaurant and sit at the other end. Jazz notices Honey, who looks down. Gina turns round to look at Jazz.
Who's there?
I don't know. Some guy from the center.
Well, what's wrong with you?
He's fine. Why are you ducking?
I'm not ducking.
You ducking. You ducking like a bobblehead.
She goes all squinty-eyed and convulses.
So, manager, am I booking the limo or what?
Hell yeah, you getting the limo. You getting the limo, the room, the Cristal, the caviar, the male strippers. Ah! Oh my God, it's you!
Turn it up, turn it up!
It's my girl, it's my girl!
Turn it up, turn it up!
The music video plays on a screen. Chaz and his friend watch. In the discount store, Raymond watches the video.
Hey, hey, look, it's Honey. She's on TV.
Some others enter.
Yo, check it out, man.
They all watch the video.
See?
That's Jada kissing she.
Those are my boys.
She dances with them?
Mm-hmm.
Benny's eyes light up.
Yo, that's my move. My move.
Benny licks his lips. Honey comes out of the youth center.
Hey, yo, Biter.
Oh, hey. We caught you on TV. Benny saw that you used this move.
Yeah. Shouldn't I get a check or something for that?
I haven't even got a check for it yet. You here for the class?
Yeah. Once Benny saw you with Jadakiss, he said maybe you were cool after all.
Nah, I just figured you might need some more moves to check.
Well, you can show them to Joey and he'll pass them along.
You're not teaching?
No, I got this video and I'm supposed to be there like now.
You gonna be here tomorrow?
I don't know, this director guy's got a few jobs lined up, so.
That's cool, whatever.
But I mean, you should still take the class. Joey's great.
Oh, me? I wasn't gonna go. I was just dropping off Raymond. Go on, Doc. Go to your little class. I'm out here.
Concerned, Honey studies Benny as he leaves. She sags. She turns around and dashes off. In the studio.
We see this with playback.
She was unlike anything I've ever seen. The studio's made out like a bar. Dancers line the galleries and the floor. Honey, all made up, dances by the singer, who sits on a chair. What's your name? Push up on me, do your thing. I love that, you have no shame. So sexy, I feel your game. She gyrates and thrusts around him, wearing a tiny skirt, fishnet tights, and a crop top. Michael watches from the sidelines. Later, Honey takes letters from her mailbox and looks through them. She sticks her tongue in the side of her cheek and rips open an envelope. It's a payslip for $9,000. She claps her hand over her mouth and jumps up and down. She gets ready. Gina enters.
And your bustier and your hook of heels. Where are we going tonight?
Oh, I'm going to Papi Chulo's.
Oh, word, the gay club?
Shoot, I love the kids, but I ain't have to wear my heels for that. I could wear my sneakers.
Actually, I'm going with Michael.
Oh, you can't bring me?
It's kind of a work thing, you know, charity fundraiser with tickets and all. Sorry.
Sounds like somebody's trying to dip their fingers in the honey jar to me.
Gina, he's my boss.
You say that like you never heard of Monica Lewinsky.
It's the video world. You know, they do their meet and greets at night in clubs.
Oh, okay. Well, there's only one world, the real world. And in that world, if a man is taking a woman out on a Friday night in her hook of heels and she can't bring her home, girl, he trying to get some booty.
And nuts. All right, that's him.
She picks up her bag.
How do I look?
Gorgeous.
Yes, children, it's just another night at Papi Chulo. I am the mother of the house, Harmonica Sunbeam. Yes, drama, 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 attitude. Judges score 10, 10, 10, 10. Wow.
Honey gazes in awe.
Make some noise.
Excuse me, come on up here. How you doing, miss?
Hey.
Good to see you. What a beat. How you doing, man? Lady's got your spot.
They're in a special sectioned off VIP area.
What's up,
what's up?
Oh, what's up?
What's going on, baby? How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Good to see you.
Genuine, this is Honey.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good to meet you. Pleasure to meet you.
Michael shakes another guy's hand.
Roddy, Honey.
What's up, man? Nice to meet you. Honey, from the Jadakiss video, right?
Yeah,
I caught that. You was doing your thing in there. It was real hot. Real
thanks.
Hot.
Right here, Mikey's gonna make you super colossal.
I thought I was making him look good, but you know.
You hear that, Mikey? You gotta watch up there. Get them contracts tight.
So you're gonna be in the next one, right?
Oh, for sure.
Good, man, because the next one gotta be crazy, man. Gotta be Mikey. Gotta
oh,
be
no
real
doubt,
hot.
No doubt. That's why I got you a new choreographer for this one.
For real?
Who? This girl right here.
For real? I mean, you ever done a whole joint before?
She shakes her head.
No, but that's all right. We got two more to do before yours, so she'll be a pro by the time we get to you, you know? Right?
Right.
Cool. Well, you know, Mikey knows best, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to do our thing, man.
Sure. I don't know what to say.
Thank you, Mikey. You're the best.
Thank you, Michael. You're the best.
You gotta get them contracts tight now.
She hugs Michael and hands him his glass.
Thank you.
They clink glasses. Day. Honey steps out of her flat and looks around with a faint smile. She saunters along the street. Raymond sits outside Chaz's barbershop. He sits hunched over and downcast.
Raymond, is that you?
Honey!
She sits next to him.
What are you doing out here?
My mama says I have to do something with my hair.
Your mama's right about that. Do you want to do this on your own, or should I come with you?
You can come with me.
Cool. So what are you thinking? Some braids? Snoop Doggy Dog, silky fine press and curl? Or maybe do like Mike and shave it all off?
How about braids?
Braids? All right, cool. Come on. Come on. They won't bite.
She goes in. She guides Raymond in. Chaz smiles at them.
Whoa, look who's here. Thought I was going to have to watch cable to see you again.
Raymond needs a little trim and some braids.
She ruffles his hair. Chaz crouches down in front of him.
Look, little cat. You see that guy right there?
Another barber.
Yeah, I know he has a stupid-looking face and everything, but what's his hair look like?
All right.
Just all right or a little more than all right?
The barber looks on expectantly.
A little more.
That's right. And you know why? Because he gets his hair cut by me. Spend a whole 20 minutes on it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over there to Stacy to get braided up. And when you're done, I'm going to spend 22 minutes on you. All right? How's that sound?
That's cool.
Right. Now you just chill, shorty. Don't worry about nothing. Besides, I never mess up a kid's head, especially when his mom's in the shop.
He's 8. That would have made me 14. I'm not that kind of girl.
Oh, my bad.
We just peoples.
Yeah, we peoples.
You peoples? Player, player, how'd you swing that? I've been trying to be a peoples 2 weeks. Ain't had no luck.
I got flow.
I got flow, too. You don't think I got some flow?
Maybe not as much as me.
Whoa. All right, see, now you better be careful, little man. You don't watch yourself, I'm going to have you running out of here looking like a poodle.
Raymond beams at him. Raymond sits in a chair admiring his braids. Chaz stands behind him. Honey comes over.
All right, young blood. I'll let your boy.
Raymond feels his hair.
It's tight.
Let me ask you something else. What if I was to take Honey out to dinner? Think that would be tight, too?
That'd be all right.
Raymond shrugs.
How's Friday?
Friday I'm working.
Friday night?
These shoots go late. I never know when I'm gonna get off.
Saturday.
Saturday I'm working too.
You're not working all day Saturday.
Listen, I tell you what. You find out when you're not working, you get at me.
I'm a busy woman. I may never have the time.
Baby, that'd be a tragedy.
She smiles and averts her gaze.
All right, little cat.
Chaz spins the chair.
Come on.
Smiling, she turns around and leaves. The other barber turns to watch her go, then turns to Chaz.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please bless Chaz with game immediately.
Outside the barber shop.
So when are you going to get picked up?
I don't know.
Raymond looks down sulkily.
But someone's coming, right?
I don't know.
He glares and furrows his brow.
Hey, I'm fiending for a milkshake.
Me too.
Yeah? All right then. How about we go get one and then you can show me where you live?
Okay.
Cool. Come on.
They head off. Tower blocks that look like crosses from the top. Honey and Raymond stroll past a tower block. Some guys observe them. Honey turns to Raymond.
Yeah. Let's go.
She takes Raymond's hand and they head on. Honey looks at Raymond, who pouts anxiously. In the tower block, they come out of a lift into a narrow corridor. The walls are dirty. They slow outside the door of a flat.
Gonna knock?
You don't have to wait.
Y'all shut that noise up now! Where you been?
I got my hair braided, like you said.
Honey stares wide-eyed.
Who the hell are you?
I'm his dance teacher.
Dance teacher?
Marisol, shut up and close the damn door!
Come on, get on inside.
She pulls him inside. She eyes Honey suspiciously.
I just wanted to walk him home. You know, tough world out there.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me know that. You know, I would just love to spend my day going here and there with my kids instead of working, which is what I've been doing for the last 12 hours.
She slams the door in Honey's face. Honey backs away, then heads off. A bunch of guys hang outside the discount center store. The convertible pulls up. Otis and Benny hurry over to it. From the other side of the road, Honey watches them talk to BB, who's in the driver's seat. She wanders away wearing a thoughtful expression. Under a bridge, filming equipment and crew, Honey holds a megaphone.
5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
On a stage, there are female dancers dressed all in white and guys in baggy trousers and jackets. They dance in a rigid way with quick, sharp movements. The women freeze and the guys circle them. Michael watches on a monitor.
You guys are great, though. All right? You guys are really good.
Honey turns and Michael beckons her over. She steps over stiffly, fiddling with the mouthpiece of the megaphone.
There's something missing.
What?
Michael chews gum.
I don't know. Something.
Honey nods her head, her brow lined with concern. Michael heads off.
Fix it.
Honey nods again. Her eyes flit about uncertainly. She turns back towards the stage.
Go to lunch.
The dancers shrug. Honey blows air through pursed lips. There's a makeshift lunch area under the bridge. Honey watches some guys playing basketball behind a wire fence. Mouth agape, she looks up as they score a basket. Hands in pockets, she traipses over to the wire fence and watches the guys do basketball moves. One guy bounces the ball between his legs, another darts from one side to the other. Contemplating them carefully, Honey steps from side to side, half replicating a basketball move. A guy leaps up and scores a basket. Honey moves her arms as if she was scoring one too. She moves to the beat. She watches some girls jumping rope. She moves to the beat that they're jumping and smiles to herself. I really think when you do your thing, just like the heaven fissure, your personality. She turns away and starts to dance. Back in front of the dancers, she teaches them the new moves. She circles her hands and leans from one side to another, like she's skipping rope. The dancers imitate. She bends her knees, then moves her arms up and down like dribbling a basketball. Michael's watching. He claps. Honey runs over to him. On the stage under the bridge, the dancers, all of whom are dressed in white, do the new moves in sync. The dancers do the skipping rope move, then spin around. Honey reclines in the back of a taxi. She gazes out of the window, her eyes shut momentarily. She rests her chin on her hand and smiles fondly as she passes through her neighbourhood. Honey's asleep in bed. Gina comes in. Reflected in a mirror, Gina puts something down. She sneaks over to the window and whips back the curtains.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
Oh, what are you doing?
Getting you up. It's Sunday.
So?
So? Where you going to get my birthday dress today? You forgot?
No, it's just...
So what are you doing in bed in the middle of the day anyway?
I didn't get home till 6.
You working at 6 in the morning? I hope you're getting overtime.
Girl, I'm dead.
I don't care if you're cold and buried. I got for work special for this, so... Get up! Come on! Get up! We gotta get ready for Atlantic City.
Oh, look. Take this.
What? What's that?
From her bed, Honey picks up a black dress hanging on a chest of drawers.
Ooh, Dolce. Oh, stop. Oh.
Do you like
it? Ay, Galina, mommy, I love it.
What kind of money you making?
Oh, I didn't pay for it. I got it for free at the shoot.
You giving me some sweaty leftovers instead of taking me shopping like a real friend?
Honey rolls her eyes.
It's not sweaty leftovers. It's brand new. We still got a tag on it.
Hmm.
I thought you'd like it.
Look at Miss Thing. Too bougie to shop at the bargain stores.
It's not even like that.
No, it's cool. If you don't want to go shopping with me, I'll go by myself. Only person I can depend on anyway.
Gina.
Gina sticks two fingers up at her and leaves. Honey gets out of bed, picking up the black dress by its hanger. She rubs her eyes sleepily. She stands in the middle of the room holding the dress up. Gina flounces back into the room, grabs the dress, and flounces out again.
Thank you.
Honey leaves her flat. She finds Raymond sitting on her doorstep hugging his knees.
Hey, Raymond. What's up? Honey ain't been in school.
Where's he at?
Raymond stares.
Mama's boyfriend got all into it with him. Busted Benny's lip.
Honey lowers her gaze and bites her lip.
Has he ever hit you?
He shakes his head.
Not me.
Sometimes.
Well, let's go find him. Okay?
Okay.
Come on.
She strokes his ear and pats his head. She takes him by the hand, and they head off. They search around Raymond's neighborhood. Guys hang out on the street. One bounces a ball. They stop and talk to three guys. The middle one shrugs and smirks. Honey pushes Raymond onwards. It's raining. They peer down an alley. It's pouring. They approach the discount store.
Better know your friends, or else you will get burned.
A bunch of guys are loitering in the entrance to the discount store. Honey and Raymond stare in. Then carry on.
No more pain.
Honey points over the road to a noodle bar. A young guy in a body warmer swaggers into it. It's Benny. He's at a table wolfing down noodles. He leans back, his expression hard as Raymond and Honey come over. They sit down at his table.
Hey, Benny. We've been looking for you all over.
No. I'll need your help. Let me handle it.
You shouldn't have to handle it.
She shakes her head.
You guys can't go back to that apartment for a while.
We can go to my Uncle Jesse's.
All right, I'll take you over there, okay?
What do you care?
She glowers.
I care because you're a good kid.
So? It's not like you're around. Don't even teach anymore. Mine just roll out.
Honey cocks her head and eyes him angrily.
Huh. Then I guess I'm just gonna have to find someone else to help me out with Tweet's video then.
Sweet? D-Tweet?
I'm doing the choreography for a video next week. You know, I could use some help in the afternoons and the evenings, but if you don't want to kick it, because, you know...
I could come. No joke.
No joke. If you get your butt to school every day, yes, I promise.
Promises don't mean nothing.
Mine do.
They slap each other's hand forwards, then backwards, then bump their fists one on top of the other. Raymond and Benny are on the video shoot.
Right, so you ready? Set. Okay. 5, 6, 7, fly!
Dancers are suspended in the air by ropes.
Go down, big dancer.
Okay.
And just work your arms, okay? And once you land, plie, give a sexy pose.
Raymond and Benny walk onto the stage. Benny carries a clipboard.
Thanks, guys.
He gives it to Honey.
All right. Ready?
Tweet, the singer, comes over.
Tweet, you look great.
Thank you.
Okay, let's try this.
You taking notes for me?
To Raymond.
You taking notes? You're fired. You're not taking notes. Security?
Oh, he's just playing.
Tweet's hooked up to a rope. She descends from a dome-like structure over the stage.
Now, I ain't gonna lie about it. Watching you piss me in the sound of it. We'll leave tonight.
Other dancers surround her. They're attached to ropes and wear ostentatious headdresses.
You got the right moves. I can only imagine what you really do. I'm feeling your body and that's not it. You got me deep in a trance, so hypnotic.
I just can't control myself, baby.
The dancers are in red and Tweet in black. There's a couple of bare-torsoed male dancers.
You know, you've got to stay.
Oh,
hey.
Now you
can
The dancers move robotically. After, Tweet approaches Michael in his director's chair.
Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can do that. You know I can do that.
Maybe you will someday.
Look, y'all. There's people that good things happen to, and there's people that good things don't happen to. That's just the way it goes.
He hangs his head. In a cozy bar, a man talks into a mic.
The gods made no mistakes when they created their...
So, what are they? Fresh air fun kids or something?
Fresh air, Michael. This is New York.
Michael eats.
I taught them at the center. In fact, seeing them on the set there today gave me an idea for Genuine's video.
Oh, what are you thinking?
Okay, New York. The hood. Genuine's doing his thing. But instead of the usual hoochies, we get a posse of kids. Dancers. They bust out. All G'd up just like Genuine. Same hair, same bling.
Like a hip-hop Pied Piper.
Right.
Michael thinks.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah. I'll pitch it to him.
Cool. You know, if he goes for it, I'd like to audition my kids.
Oh, I see. You just want to get those fresh air fun kids in the showbiz.
That's not true. The flavor's hot. You know, if he gets a couple of them off the street, so much the better.
The dance class at the youth center.
All right, guys, let's do it one more time, but clean it up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Honey makes her way in.
Oh, hold on. Look who's here.
Guys, I got a surprise for you.
She puts a CD into a player. Things you do when your friends are found, it's gotta be your song. They start dancing. Benny and Raymond are there.
Which one of you can tell me who that is?
Genuine!
So which one of you wants to audition for his video?
What video?
Open calls are in 2 weeks, and I'll rehearse with anybody who's up to it.
Sweet.
So which one of you wants to audition for Genuine's video? All right.
They start dancing again. Annie strides along a dark street. The guy from the convertible, BB, stands up and gets in her way. Annie stops and stares at the wall. Reluctantly, she turns to him.
Can I help you?
You're the dance teacher, right? I'm Otis's brother. You're the one his little man's been hanging out with, right?
You mean Benny?
Yeah, Benny. We ain't seen Benny around in a while, and we miss him.
He's been busy.
Check it out. He's a part of my crew, so you tell him I'm looking for him.
I'm not gonna do that.
What?
He blocks her way again.
Why not? I asked you a question!
Honey. Hey. BB, what's poppin'? Am I interrupting?
Well, if it ain't Floyd the Barber. I think it's that cute little barbershop of yours, B. Making ends meet?
Oh, you know, I'm definitely doing me. Getting this paper.
Getting this paper. Check this out. When you're tired of nickel and diamond, just give me a holler. I'm gonna hook you up.
Well, you ever get tired of wearing those bum-ass do-rags, you give me a holler. I'll hook you up.
His lips pursed, BB shakes his head. He eyes Honey.
I wanna see that kid.
BB points at Honey. He glares at Chaz, then bumps into him purposefully as he swaggers off.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm cool.
What was that all about? How'd you get on BB's bad side?
Made the wrong friend, I guess.
But you know you should stay away from him. He's dangerous. Seriously.
Yeah. Thinking of picking up some pepper spray tomorrow or something.
They both smile. Honey turns around and goes into her front door. She starts to jog up the stairs, but stops halfway up and comes back down. She gazes at Chaz.
Did I say thank you?
You sure you don't want me to walk you upstairs and make sure you're safe?
No, I can handle myself. Thanks again.
She smiles sweetly. Chaz watches her climb the stairs. She falls over. She gives a little wave and he closes the front door. A crowd of people has gathered outside the youth center. Honey arrives with Benny.
Come on.
They head in. A sign on the gate reads closed. Inside, there's a crack in the ceiling where water's dripping through. A man inspects it.
Mom, what happened?
Another pipe burst. You can't be in here.
How long will it take to fix?
Oh, who knows? Building codes, inspections. Now the city wants to do a full assessment, see if the building's even worth reopening.
Ma, you can't let them shut you down.
Honey, you're telling me what I can and cannot do is not going to improve my mood right now.
Honey studies the cracked ceiling.
I don't know what to do.
Benny eyes the peeling paint. Outside at night.
He's one of those kids, you know, trying to act all bad. But 10 seconds into a routine, I catch a glimpse of him, and it's like I can just see this light shining out of him.
He's a kid again.
Yeah. It's the best feeling I know, seeing that. Scary, though. Because when I think of him hanging out with BB, it's like I can watch that light get dimmer and dimmer.
Well, you know when a thug joint's the hottest spot in the hood, it's all for a kid not to want to be down.
I know. I'm over here.
Nah. I'm gonna show you something.
All right.
All right? Sexy?
Stop it then.
She puts her arm around his waist. In the barber shop.
You know, most of the kids I came up with were just like that. Trying to be thugged out, wanting to fit in. Because that's what everybody else is doing.
Where are they now? Jail?
Most of them. Or headed that way, like BB. Or dead. Listen, this is bad date talk. We should change the subject. What's your favorite color?
She crosses her arms.
How come you turned out so good?
She thinks I turned out good.
I'm serious.
I don't know. I got lucky.
What happened?
He glances up.
Well, the guy that used to own this shop lived right next door to me and my mom. And when he saw me get into some bad things, he gave me a job here sweeping up the floors. It's crazy because he couldn't even afford it. He paid me right out of his own pocket. I worked for him for 10 years. And when he passed, he left this place to me. I found something that I truly love, truly makes me happy. And that's a million times better than finding something that makes you rich.
She shrugs.
So, it's just someone believing in you.
He ponders.
Well, that and having a place to go where I can stay out of trouble, yeah.
She nods slowly, staring at him pensively. He raises his brows.
What?
Nothing. Just thinking.
About what?
About what makes me happy.
She nods and he smiles. He stands up.
You know, I would really love to be a part of that.
What?
Making you happy.
Chaz leans over her. Smiling, she gazes up at him. They move towards each other and kiss tenderly. She places her hands gently at the sides of his neck. Day, Honey walks her dog. She stops outside a shop front with a metal grill over it and a sign that reads for sale. She peers through the metal grill. She takes out a pen and writes the number from the sign onto her hand, then puts the pen back in her bag. She smiles brightly and heads off. The New York skyscrapers and city streets. Inside a bank with high arch ceilings and stone pillars.
477 to Castle Hill Avenue. We'll go for about $170,000.
So 17 down?
17,000 down, yes, in cash.
Honey sits in front of the lady who's wearing a suit.
How about I give you half the down payment now, and you give me 30 days to come up with the rest. If I don't, you put it back on the market.
Why do you even want this property? It's just an empty storefront on a bad block.
It's perfect for a dance studio.
She smiles thoughtfully.
Maybe even a dance school for the whole neighborhood. So am I writing a check or not?
By all means.
Atellis Productions, The Kids Dance.
5, 6, 7, 8.
The things you do when your friends around has got me hooked on you. You're not afraid.
A kid of about 12 breakdances in the middle. He flips and spins on his hands and knees. The group dance a routine. Genuine nods his head.
You have no idea what this means to them.
Oh, sure I do. I had a first job too once. We have a meeting later.
With who?
It's the big guys, downtown. I'll pick you up, we'll go together.
I can't. can't. I'm going to Atlantic City.
No, you are not. Absolutely not. You gotta be there, honey. I'm gonna pick you up around 5.
I know. I gotta go to some whack meeting instead of AC. It's boss man. You girls have a good time. Okay, Gina? Who is it?
It's Michael. Let me up.
She's still on the phone.
All right. I gotta go. You wall out. Tear that place up. Okay.
She hangs up and answers the door. Michael's in a suit.
Hey.
Hey, sweetie.
Ah. Oh, this is a... Well, this is where you live here.
What's with the threads?
He hands her an invitation.
Q Walker's black and white party.
Yeah, right there. That's the biggest party of the year.
Got any juice?
I thought we were going to a meeting.
Business and pleasure, the same thing. You know that, honey.
If I knew it was a party, I wouldn't have canceled on my best friend's birthday.
You would rather go to Atlantic City, which will always be there, with friends you always see, instead of going to the hottest party in town with me?
She shrugs awkwardly.
Look. Everybody is gonna be there, right? Artists, producers, other choreographers. It would be career suicide for you if you didn't go.
She looks down and nods grumpily.
All right, change into that, and I'll meet you downstairs, okay?
He heads out. Okay. Honey's eyes are full of distress. Night. Michael offers Honey a hand as she gets out of a white stretch limo. She wears a black top and trousers and a butterfly in her hair. Michael leans in to whisper in her ear. At the party, cool and beautiful people stand around chatting. They're all dressed in black and white. A waitress carries a plate of canapés. Honey ambles over to Michael.
Hey, can I use your phone?
Yeah.
He hands her his mobile.
I'm gonna go upstairs and find a quiet room. Yeah. So.
Anyway, you heard her, Z. She's gonna find a quiet room upstairs.
The guy's filming Michael. Honey climbs a spiral staircase in a pool room.
Remember, stick if it's 16. If it's less, hit, or something like that. All right, well, I miss you. Happy birthday.
It's a nice crib, huh?
Oh, hey, Michael, you scared me. What are you doing?
I'm just looking.
At the house?
No. I'm looking at you.
That's a cognac speaking. Here, thanks.
You know, the first time I saw you, I said to myself, that girl is so fine.
Quit playing.
Who's playing? I'm not playing.
No, seriously.
Come on. Seriously.
Yes, you are. Come on, stop. Stop! Stop! Get off of me!
He presses himself against her and tries to kiss her. She slaps him hard.
Oh. Oh, I see. I see. You're one of those.
I'm not one of anything. I'm just not up for this.
What about... I owe you so much, Michael. You're the best thing that ever happened to me, Michael.
Professionally, yeah.
Michael furrows his brow and nods. He looks away.
All right, that was all talk. That was all talk, right?
He punches the pool balls.
Just so you could get ahead in life.
No, 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 stay. Don't leave. Don't leave. You made it. You're here. Stay.
Look, it's a fancy party. You came in a fancy car.
You're drunk.
She curls her lip in a sneer and marches past him. His jaw is clenched.
I'm gonna do you a favor. I'm gonna pretend like none of this happened. See you on Monday.
She leaves and shuts the door behind her. Michael smiles. On a street, Honey leads the kids in a routine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9.
All the kids are dressed in jeans and black hoodies with the letter G on them.
Okay, Genuine, come through. Okay, Raymond.
Raymond cartwheels in front of Genuine, then waves his arms.
Jacob boy, front!
Jacob comes to the front and does a backflip. They all fold their arms. Jacob wriggles across the floor like a worm. He spins his legs underneath him, balancing on his hands. On his feet, he shakes and rattles.
That was great! You guys are terrific!
Oh, I love it.
Genuine flings his arms around Honey and everyone applauds. Honey takes a look at her watch and shakes her head. A sleek long limo pulls up down the street. Michael's in the back.
We're ready for a rehearsal, sir.
Michael studies his palm top and crosses the street. Lenny films his every move.
Oh, it's that way. Hey, Mike.
All right, let's see this.
Play back.
All right, guys. Just like we rehearsed. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Cut.
Go get the cars.
Michael walks away from Lenny towards Honey and scratches the back of his ear. His grin fades when they meet up.
It's not working.
Which part?
The whole part? The whole kid thing. It's horrible.
He tries to avoid her gaze.
No, Michael, don't do this.
I was thinking I wanted to make it a little more sexy, you know? A little more real.
What's more real than these kids?
The limo door opens. Katrina steps out.
Oh, no. Michael, don't do this. If you want to get back at me, do that. But don't take it out on these kids.
Katrina, baby.
Hey.
All right. Now I'm going to give you some music.
Okay.
And I want you to listen and then move.
Gotcha.
What do you think?
Two cars and an SUV draw up.
Do not take away the one thing they have to be excited about.
Look. I have a lot to do today, all right? So if you want to get paid, take your little friends out of here.
I want you to fire them. I want you to tell them why you're not using them.
What makes you think I care? What do you want?
Yeah, the label called. They're not in the kitchen at all. Oh, man.
He turns away from her and joins Katrina and Genuine. Honey steps towards the kids standing in the middle of the street.
So sorry.
So it's not gonna happen?
No. He changed his mind about what he wants.
Why?
Just because.
You made him mad, didn't you?
Not intentionally. Look, you guys, there'll be other opportunities.
No, there won't. Let's go, y'all. This is
whack. Benny leads the other kids away. Even young Raymond follows. Honey sees Katrina's movements.
Oh.
The sun shines over the river, casting the shadows of the tall buildings on the rippling water. A train pulls into a subway station. Benny and his troop climb aboard and swagger through the carriage.
What?
Funny, right? Okay. What happened to your big dance career?
It's weakness.
Thug life, baby. That's what it is. Like those.
A boy in school uniform wears white trainers.
Yeah. Cop those for me, man.
Benny turns to his older friend, then looks away. Biting his lip, he gets to his feet. The group follow him up the carriage, where he stops by the two boys in school uniform. He leans against a pole and stares at the trainers. The two boys, one white, the other black, stare anxiously. The screen goes black. Benny runs upstairs with the trainers in his hand.
Come on, ladies, let me see it. 5, 6, 7, 8. Turn.
Honey's auditioning. One of the judges looks at a sheet of paper and whispers to his colleague. The other guy looks at her. Her name is scored out.
I can't get a job anywhere. Michael's blackballing me.
You sure about that?
Yeah, and all he has to do is mention he doesn't want me working.
What kind of clown would do that? Stop somebody from earning a living.
I guess he figured since he gave me my career, he could take it away.
Hey, he didn't give you anything. You get hired because you've got drive, talent, and love for what you do. That's a gift from God, not some video director.
Thing is, I was counting on that money. Not for me, for the kids. That studio can be unbelievable. It could change their life.
Yes!
The stolen trainers are slipped on as the crew members watch.
I'ma do me, I'ma do me. You gon' do you, you gon' do you. I'ma do me, I'ma do me. You gon' do you.
They lean up against the wall beside the discount center as a car pulls up opposite them. Benny bends down, picks up a handful of stash, hides it under his jacket and trots across to the car. The driver hands him money, then grabs Benny's wrist and flashes a police badge. The rest of the crew beat it, leaving Benny in the grasp of the cop. He's driven away in a police car. Honey waits in the business banking section.
Oh, paying off that balance.
Actually, I came for an extension. I need more time.
How much?
I don't know. I sort of hit a financial snag.
Miss Daniels, if I could help you, I would. But I've already agreed to keep this property off the market for 2 full weeks for you. That's the best I can do.
Honey nods her head and sighs. At her parents?
I know it's a lot of money.
I'm sorry, honey. We just don't have it.
And even if we did...
Evelyn, don't.
Even if you did what, Ma?
Honey, a commitment like that? You take that on? You are going to be stuck here forever. You'll never leave.
Oh, I forgot. I'm supposed to see all the beautiful things in this world.
Well, there's nothing wrong with my wanting that for you.
No, but what about what I want?
You're 22 years old. You don't know what you want.
Her husband glares at her.
You know what I see living in this neighborhood? I see kids go from bad homes to bad schools and back again. And I've seen you unlock a door to a place where those kids can feel safe. Now, maybe I'm dumb because I haven't been to Paris or Milan or wherever. But to me, it doesn't get much better than that.
Her parents stare at Honey. Her mother, resting her chin on her hands, looks away. Honey approaches her apartment. There's a note pinned to the door. Hope you had a good meeting. Meeting is underlined. She turns it over to find a press cutting, happening in the Hamptons, and a photograph of Michael and Honey. Honey stands outside the double doors of an apartment block, her back against a brick wall. Gina opens the door and comes out carrying a rubbish bag. She gazes at Honey, then places the garbage in a bin. She walks back inside, holds the door open, and beckons Honey in.
It was everything I always wanted. But when I got it, it felt like nothing. Less than nothing. And now losing it feels even worse. I'm not looking for sympathy. I just need someone to talk to. Someone I know and trust. I'm so sorry, Gina. I totally let you down. Do you think you could ever trust me again?
Oh, no. Maybe. Come on, girl.
They bump knuckles.
You know the first thing I thought when I saw that picture in the paper?
That hood rat lied to me.
No, that was the second.
That hood rat skipped out on my birthday.
No, that was the third.
What was the first?
That hood rat went to the black and white party and she did not bring me. I know you're in a jam right now, but honey, you got skills, and that's gonna take you places. I just thought that, you know, being your girl and all, I get to go too.
You can't.
No, I can't. I'm just your friend. You're the one with the goods. You're the one that people want. You don't need me. You just need to trust and believe in yourself, like I do.
The two of them smile. They get to their feet and embrace. Day, on the street with Chaz.
Don't worry, baby. You'll find work real soon. You're too good not to get high. All right?
I just don't have the time to wait for people to wake up for that. I'm gonna lose the building at the end of the month. If I can't earn it, and I can't borrow it, and I can't steal it, I could raise it.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm trying to get a space for kids, right? If people knew about it, they'd want to help, wouldn't they?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I could put on a benefit performance. Charge a cover, get some donated food, put on a great show. I could do that. Why couldn't I do that? Because I don't have a space. That's why. Damn it.
Come here, Mommy. I got an idea. That's love. Nah, baby, I got you on my Christmas list. All right? One.
He hands her a piece of paper.
It's just off the BQE. It used to be a church. Cat, I was just on the phone with, he used to own it.
But in 3 weeks, they convert it into office space, so it's empty now. If you want it, you better jump on it.
What's it like?
It's dirty. It's old.
But it has a floor, right?
Yeah.
I'll take it. Thank you.
The church has an imposing facade, a cross on the roof, beneath it an oriel window and two indented arches with a statue in each. Columns adorn the sides of a big wooden door. Inside...
Hey, guys.
Hi, honey.
What's
up?
I know what you're thinking. What the hell are we doing here? Don't worry, it's temporary. This is what we call a means to an end. Nobody's gonna give us a space, that much is clear. So we're gonna raise the money and buy it, straight up and legal. Y'all ever heard of a benefit performance?
What do you mean? Like Jerry Lewis?
Sorta. I'm Jerry, you're the kids. Let's get to work.
Yo, yo. Life. They wonder.
A flyer is tacked up for the dance benefit. Raymond helps Honey to clear the place.
Yo, yo, I come from the housing.
In a Chinese restaurant cum shop, Honey hands over a flyer. Chaz rests his arms on Raymond's shoulders as they watch the crew rehearse. Honey hugs a shopkeeper and one of her boys sticks a flyer up on the shop porch.
Proud, confronted with racism, started to feel foreign, like the darker you are, the realer your problems. I reach for the stars, but I just...
Honey leads the rehearsals as one of the dancers somersaults his way down the church.
Julius Caesar had a piece of the globe, every continent, through this Asia.
At the Bronx Business Association, a white-haired man in a suit hands over a check to Honey. Joey follows her out, strutting and smiling. More rehearsals, more flyers.
Must go on, we must stop the killing. Tell me why we die, we all God's children.
Gina is handed a flyer. She hands it to the woman at the bank. They exchange smiles.
Peace. Peace. Peace.
A sign, dance benefit, is hung from the arch above the church door.
Peace.
A juvenile offenders institution. Benny is ushered into a room set with small tables, two chairs at each. Prisoners in pale orange uniforms are seated with visitors. Benny sits down opposite Honey.
Orange, good color for you. Spoke to your mom's. She said you're getting out tomorrow.
That's right.
When you do, I want you to come hang with me.
Nah.
You could have a good life, Benny. It doesn't have to be like this.
What do you know? You ain't got no job. You ain't got no money. Matter of fact, you ain't got nothing.
What I got is a clear conscience.
Yeah? What you gonna buy with that?
Breaks my heart seeing you selling yourself short like this.
So leave. Get.
Honey stands, then turns to face the boy.
Let me ask you something. You know your homies? Those guys that got your back?
Yeah.
How many times did they come to visit you? Think about that.
Honey leaves. Michael's with Missy.
Yeah, I don't know if this is gonna work, Missy. Nah, but Katrina's gonna make it so sexy, it's not gonna matter.
Katrina? Who the hell is Katrina?
It's Katrina.
Hey.
She just did Genuine's new video.
I don't care if she just showed Michael Jackson how to Harlem Shake. I said I want Honey, Honey Daniels. Duh.
Let's just try it once, and if you like it, we keep it. If not, then we fix it. So, there's no problem.
Let me see what you got. What you gonna do?
I was thinking something a little more sexy, maybe in the hips. No. Lenny?
Lenny switches on the music and Katrina starts to gyrate, thrusting her hips and bosom. Michael's face falls when he sees Missy's reaction.
No. What is this? Look, let me tell you something. I don't backup dance for Heather Hunter. I don't know what kind of pornography y'all got going on here. This gotta be a joke. Anyway, when you get in touch with Honey Daniels, you call me. You need to call MC Hammer, let him know you're stealing his stuff. Y'all two crazy people in here. Give me my phone. Don't make no sense.
Michael chases after her.
Missy, hold up. I got an idea.
Out on the street.
Honey, what you been up to?
Bye, Michael.
Oh, wait, come on. Hold on. I came to apologize.
I'm not interested.
Give me a break. What I did, the way I handled things, was uncool. And I am so sorry. And I want to make it up to you.
Is that so?
I got you three new jobs.
And you want me to do the choreography?
I am
beg you.
Oh, I get it. The artists ask for me, and if you don't deliver, they're walking. Am I right?
They want you, sure, but so do I.
Michael, you got yourself in such a bind. Good luck getting out of it.
I'll pay. You know I got the money.
I don't want your money.
Are you sure? You sure about that?
A flyer.
Because, I could buy you a little dance studio. What about that? What about you come back to work for me, and I'll get you this?
You know, it's funny. When I first met you, you were 10 feet tall. And now I look at you, you're this big. I don't need your help. I'm gonna get that dance studio on my own.
She runs into the church.
5, 6, 7, 8.
In front of the class is Benny.
Hey.
So you came.
I had to. I can't let these busters get in front of the audience doing no.
He shimmies.
That's whack.
Is that so?
I'm gonna give you something better, because it breaks my heart to see you selling yourself short.
Let's see your bust.
Let's do this. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Squatting, pointing their arms in the air, then to the ground, the group perform.
So you picked that up in juvie?
That's right. I believe in making every experience educational.
All right, guys, let's clump it up. We only got a few rehearsal days left. Let's make it count.
Music.
Okay.
Raymond switches it on.
Count them in.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The whole group dance. Honey joins them dancing behind Benny in beautifully choreographed hand, arm and feet movements. The night of the benefit. People start arriving.
Can you see the stage all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honey spots Gina.
Hey, Chica.
Gina.
Oh, you know my home grandma's so strong, right?
Your friend came by the bank and told me what you're trying to do here. I do banking for some nonprofit arts foundations. I know some people.
Some rich people.
Some people who would find the opportunity of funding a project like yours very interesting.
Are you serious?
I've invited them tonight.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Don't thank me yet. Just go out there and put on a good show.
Now how am I supposed to know if I'm dressed right if you won't tell me where we're going?
What you're wearing is fine.
You sure?
I'm sure. We're late.
Where are we going?
I'm not telling you.
You better tell me something.
I'm not telling you.
Honey's father leads his wife out, backstage at the church.
Oh, here you go. Does the set look okay?
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't know, I feel like I should have brighter lights or a different backdrop or colors, I don't know. Here.
Yo, honey, it's good. Just chill out. We got your back. Now get out of here. We got a show to do.
Benny pushes Honey away. He gazes at her tenderly, a smile playing on his face. In front of a big audience, Honey stands alone on the stage.
Wow. You have no idea how beautiful you all look. Thank you for coming. This means a lot to me. This means a lot to all of us. These kids are good kids, and man, do they love to dance. Dancing isn't what they do. It's who they are. And you come in here tonight says you want to get to know them. That means more than you can imagine.
Her mother smiles.
So, thanks again. Peace. And I hope you like it.
As she moves off stage, others take her place. Benny's mother is in the audience. Honey joins Chaz.
That's good.
They said you wouldn't make it so far, and ever since they said it, it's been hard. But never mind the night you had to cry, 'cause you had never let it go inside. You were
A mixture of breakdancing, gymnastics and ballet gives way to rhythmic movement. Guy struts down the stage leading a group, another somersaults his way to the front. A balletic leap and split kick. Robotic movement, then more fluid strutting. A group of seven dancers surround a soloist. They're swept away by guys with brushes. Benny appears on stage. His mother beams. They go through his new routine. Even though it seems it's not for me, I won't give up, I'll keep it up, into the sky. Benny performs solo, then gives way. Two guys do the splits, another three step forward. In trainers, they get up on their toes, then jump about. Raymond glides round on weird trainers. He takes his brother's hand, then glides away. His mother throws her head back and laughs. The dancers clap their hands. The audience joins in. Benny beckons everyone to gather round him. The audience in front of the stage and those in the balcony rise. The lights go up and the kids go wild. Honey hugs Chaz. Honey's led onto the stage. She hugs Benny. The woman next to Mrs. Strom from the bank whispers to her. Mrs. Strom gives Honey the thumbs up. Honey sees Tweet in the audience. They hug on stage. Honey's parents are up there too. They embrace each other. More people come on stage and dance. A stretch limo pulls up outside the church.
You stupid! Now open this damn door! Open the door! Like, open the door! Open the door!
Missy gets out.
Big dummy, how the hell you don't know how to get to the BQE? Let me explain something to you. If you make me miss my hookup with Miss Honey Daniels, I'm a straight barbecue your big bird looking men in black wannabe driving Miss Daisy ass. I do
believe. ITFC audio description by James Ahara and Alice Sanders.
What's up, girl?
Hey, Missy.
Good to see you.
You too.
Honey,
this Black right here, and Black, this is Honey Daniels. She's the choreographer I was telling y'all about. Oh. They got a video coming up, so they need some, you know, hot steps from right. You know. So we're gonna get it popping, and she will show y'all.
Come on, girl.
Thanks.
Okay. I heard your record's hot.
Oh, thanks.
Two over here, one on this side. Line it up. Right leg first.
One making you nervous, you're trying real hard as a bump for short press. By you and your crew, that's helpless. You saw that X5, that's me outside. I'm sorry you got the wrong one.
It ain't me.
I just came out to have fun.
It ain't me.
Go and find another one. I don't like what you're kicking, son. I'll leave. Cause even if I leave alone,
I'm good.
And even if you come along,
I'm good.
Don't mean a thing to me, cause
I'm good.
And then do you, I didn't know Ben started making the susus. But it's true, cause I do what I do, which causes me not to be needing you.
When I leave,
I got a crib to go to, that I got myself straight out of high school.
So if you're coming at me,
be ready, cause ain't no way I'm gonna let somebody play me.
Talk about it, let's talk about it.
Talk about it, don't think about
me on the floor.
Cause what I came here for, so pump your brakes, it seems as if you want some more.
It ain't me.
I'm sorry you got the wrong one.
It ain't me.
If you clip me and I still got ice, even if you ain't with me, yep. Candy paint and I still bump Biggie. Halter, throwback, ripped up dickies. Yep. She hating me cause I'm nice up on the mic. I'm twice the size of rice, my flow keep on the lights. Yep. Brain dead, you need sense like 50. Cause you don't truly love me like Bobby loved Whitney. Nope.